Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
I'm not happy, Warwick.
That's not on you.
Oh,
you're going to start off like that, are we?
Well, we are talking about trolls, aren't we?
We are talking about trolls. Aren't they the little hairy things that live underneath the bridge?
Yeah, see, when I first heard about this term, I thought, what is this troll thing?
That's what they always have to me.
I think I had a troll doll when I was a kid.
Oh, my God. Those troll dolls are horrendous. They're back.
Are they?
They're back.
They're funny. They used to freak me out.
Oh, they're scary.
Weird eyes and crazy hair and stuff.
Well, trolls are weird.
But yeah, trolls are things that live under bridges, aren't they?
They're hairy and they're smelly and they're cranky.
And they eat. Do they eat people or children or something?
I think so. We used to play some sort of game as kids where you ran over the bridge.
Yeah.
And the troll was going to eat you.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not nice.
No, that's true.
They're still not nice.
But we're talking about the 2018, 19 now?
2019.
Crikey, I'm still... It's like, you know, we're a couple of weeks into the year and I'm still doing that thing that so many of us do where I write 2018. I have to think consciously about the fact that it's actually 2019.
So I don't struggle with this.
You're happy to say goodbye to 2018, is that why?
Oh, I think I am.
Yahoo, it's 2019.
Pretty happy to get rid of that one.
The year that was...
Oh, no, it was a good year.
Yeah, I had an interesting year last year. Anyway, g'day. Trolls. You're listening to the Tradies in Business podcast, and this is a Fuck It Friday.
Hello.
Hello. Hello to Fuck It Friday.
I'm still finding that difficult.
We're actually getting a lot of good feedback about these episodes.
They seem to be the favourite ones.
And I was the most nervous about them.
You were very nervous.
I'll have to go and listen to our first one where it was like Friday.
You were really, really nervous. But, well, you got loose by the end.
Swearing on air. It's just my mum taught me not to do that. Well, she didn't because we didn't have podcasts when my mum was teaching me stuff.
Well, she taught you not to swear, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think the first time I ever heard my mum swear, I nearly died because I was probably like, I think I was 19 or 18 or 19. Before I ever heard my mum swear, and she swore big time. She dropped the F-bomb.
Was she cranky with you?
No, with my brother. Uh-huh. Sucked in. but yeah, she said the F-bomb.
Wow.
I was stunned.
I can't imagine your mother swearing.
She doesn't do it very often.
No.
But when she does, it has impact. Oh, it has impact.
Very impactful. I'm a swearer. And yet...
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, right. I'm a swearer and yet I find it really hard to do on air. And I think it's my fear that my father might hear me and he might wash my mouth out with soap.
Does he listen to the podcast?
Not yet. And I'm...
He never does?
No, exactly. He listens to podcasts, but I've told him we're doing a podcast. I've told him all about it. He's very excited about it. I refuse to tell him what they're called because I don't want him to find the sweary ones.
Just send him strategically the files. I'll give you the audio files so he can't subscribe.
I think he might have caught me on Christmas Day. I don't even remember what I was swearing at, but I looked behind me and he just walked into the room. So I'm sure he heard me and that would be the first time.
That's hilarious because you look like a grown woman to me.
I know. It's a funny thing, isn't it? That's what Adam says. And Adam and we'll have a big conversation with Dad and the builder, for those who don't know that Adam is the builder, and have a few sweary words. And I'm kicking him under the table. Stop swearing. Don't swear. I don't know why. But Dad won't swear in front of me either. Just won't.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter's only 7, but I won't swear in front of her.
Mm.
And I know guys, parents, that freely swear in front of their kids. And I, you know, my values are I don't believe in it. I don't agree with it.
I swear in front of mine now that they're teenagers. In fact, teenagers may have been the cause of my frequent swearing.
Clean up your fucking room.
We don't do a lot of that. We ignore little annoyance, big problem, little annoyance.
Yeah, yeah.
We walk away from those ones. But even just in our normal language, when we've done a swearing podcast before.
I was just going to say we've talked about the whole swearing thing, but it's sort of relevant to what you and I have just been speaking about after lunch.
Which was the hairy, smelly things.
Yeah. Not my meatballs.
God. God, Warwick.
Well, we had lunch. Anywho, yeah, that was an obtuse reference to a whole bunch of things.
It was.
So the hairy, smelly things under the bridge, trolls.
Trolls, they are upsetting me.
I must admit, I was sitting here with you listening to you recount a story of some trolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my own experiences with trolls. Fortunately, I've not had anybody really troll me in my business or personally online.
I can't say I've had a huge amount for myself. There's been a few from time to time. They come and they want to take up residence underneath my bridge.
But man, I've seen some badass trolls out there. Holy crap. Sadly, mostly in groups, which groups of people with common interests where I thought trolls just wouldn't bother, but they're everywhere.
I think it comes with the superior feeling of some of those groups and those the mindset of some of those people. But also I think it comes because we sit behind a computer and nobody can see us.
And just nasty personal attacks on people they don't even know. And sometimes people they do know. And I recall one in a local motorcycle group where I am, and there's thousands of members in this group, you know, lots of local business people and shop owners and all sorts of stuff. And, yeah, these three guys just went at it hard over something as ridiculous as someone asking everyone's opinion on two different brands of motorbike or something, like which one would be best for me. And it wasn't about brand wars. It was about the fact that this guy even asked the question, and it just spiraled.
Stupid of him to ask that question.
Yeah, how dare you ask a question that's been asked before? And what do you think you're going to get told? You know, everyone has their own opinion about a bike, and it's like, dude, I just asked to get other people's opinions to help me make a decision. You know, I'll take the information and do with it what I choose. And then the language started, and the personal name calling, and the, well, obviously you're a two-headed retarded C-U-N-T, and all sorts of stuff. I can't say that word.
No, let's not.
And like it, and we even have GIFs for this where, you know, there's a guy with a thing of popcorn that gets posted. Because people are like, get out the popcorn.
Let's watch.
It's this real social phenomenon, and it's bloody terrible. And I don't care so much in those groups. You know, that's fairly typical, and you'll see people at pubs or, you know, family gatherings, and there's always a bit of biffo and verbal bluing that goes on in gatherings of humans. But when people start doing it to a business...
Agreed.
When it is grossly out of proportion with whatever they think they've had done wrong to them, and we see this a lot with tradies, sadly. And, I just cannot wrap my head around that. And I guess, you know, those of us that are in business and for you listening to the podcast, I guess we all need to come up with ways to deal with this and protect ourselves from it the same way we have to look at safety in our businesses and, you know, protect ourselves from litigation from staff that we might let go that get the shits and take us to fair work or whatever. So I have my own personal strategies for dealing with it with the little brushes that I've had, but shit, I don't know how do you stop a consumer tearing your business apart online?
I don't know that there's a one-size-fits-all answer like anything that we talk about, but I just think that, I don't know.
Because you've had some decent experiences with this online.
I have had some really rippers, actually. I've had some people say some really nasty things. Not a lot. It doesn't happen terribly often, thankfully. And it certainly, it's not something you can let go of easily. It's pretty hard to...
Because it...
You know, you might want to brush it off, but that stuff has an impact.
Because we say, oh, don't take it personally.
Yeah, I do.
It's pretty hard not to take a personal attack personally.
That's right. And I think that's the problem here, right? So you can have a grievance with the business and be with the business. That's very different to the grievance becoming a personal grievance. If I complain to a business, I'm just complaining about something that's happened within the business. I'm not attacking particular people or...
No.
You know, they're very different stories. So, but when trolls are at work and I'm observing a situation unfold at present, in which a dissatisfied customer is not only sharing their dissatisfaction, but encouraging their followers to share their dissatisfaction all over social media and every platform. It will destroy this business. I absolutely have no doubt of that. There's no way around it for this poor person. I'm not sure that there is an answer if somebody really has a bee in the bonnet and they have the vehicle to carry the voice. I don't know.
And like a lot of these things, this is probably a little bit of a victim response in some ways, perhaps. Nobody seems to be doing anything about it. You know, it's that generalistic statement that no one's doing anything about this. You know what it's like where I've seen this happen? So I'm a motorcyclist,
mm-hmm.
And I used to be a mammal. I used to be a cyclist, so I was a middle-aged man in Lycra.
I've never heard that term.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yeah. So I see you're a troll and I raise you a mammal. So I was a middle-aged man in Lycra. I used to do a lot of cycling. I've you know, done some half Ironmans and stuff over the years. And I used to go cycling with a bunch of dudes. We were sensible and we were single file where necessary and two abreast where it was appropriate, you know, followed the rules. We were courteous. We thanked car drivers and all that sort of stuff. And I personally know of two men that I used to cycle with who have been killed by drivers, one of whom was semi-deliberately struck by a car because the person was pissed off that the cyclist was holding them up.
Oh, that's horrendous.
He was a father, he was a brother, a husband, a business owner. And I've seen it as a motorcyclist. I've had people try and, I don't know, threaten me, scare me, whatever, on my motorbike in traffic, swerve to deliberately cut me off from legally lane filtering in traffic so I can get to the front of the line and not get rear-ended by a truck.
Wow.
And I've had people in cars deliberately move over to block my path. And it's like, if you knock me off my bike, you can kill me.
Mm.
Like, what goes through someone's tiny fucking brain that makes any degree of sense?
I just think that they think they're more important.
They're sitting in traffic. I mean, how do you go from sitting in your car listening to the radio 1 minute to the next minute threatening someone's life? Like, it seems like our ability to escalate these things has gotten just way off track.
And we've lost our filter, right? So I wouldn't walk up to you in the street and block your path because you're pissing me off because you want to get a bit further ahead of me. I go for a walk every morning. I don't get in anyone's road. In fact, I step out of their way so they can get past. I wouldn't do it to your face. I wouldn't walk up to somebody in the street and say, hey, I don't like your house or I don't know, your choice of motorbike because it's not courteous. It's not polite. I don't know why we feel like we can do it in the car, on the computer, away where we're, I suppose it's because we're protected and we can safe. Do it safely.
Yep. And you know, I've often wondered about this and I'm sure you listening have wondered about this too. And if you've been on the receiving end of some trolling or some, you know, personal threats from another person, we believe we've created a safe group at Tradies in Business.
So far, so good.
Coxie and I rule with an iron fist.
We do. We won't put up with bullying.
But we won't. We won't tolerate any of that shit.
No.
And you'll be cut from the group. So I would like to think that it's a safe space if you are willing to share, if you've got one of those stories. Share it in the group, Tradies in Business. It is a closed group. And we will make sure that, you know, you're kept safe in there. But I don't know, have you had an experience with this as a listener? We'd love to hear about it. But yeah, for me, it's like people sitting in a car or a truck or behind their desk or sitting in their loo with their smartphone. It's like there's this anonymity about it. And there's a faceless ability to attack others without any repercussion.
I don't think anybody's thinking about how it feels or the repercussions of what they are doing, you know, and that stuff's hard to shake off, especially when it gets personal. You know, somebody calls you a name or says something particularly horrible about you, it's really hard to shake that off.
Yeah.
It's hard to know how to deal with it. So in my case, it's block, delete and walk away. Or it's, as we were talking about before, sometimes it's a bit of a smart ass remark, depending on the person. And you can gauge them pretty typically.
Mm.
They all tend to follow a pattern, unfortunately. Mm. And then others, it's just an ignore or thanks so much for your feedback. You know, it just depends, I guess, on what they've said and how they've said it.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear. I think tradies are trolled all the time. Even if we look into the media, tradies are constantly trolled. Tradies are constantly portrayed in a negative light. I would love to hear how we change that. How are you changing that in your business?
Mm. And here's a bit of a brain bender. Do we open ourselves up to this through our own behaviours? You know, are we our own worst enemy, to coin that phrase? You know, do I attract that from drivers because of the way I ride my motorbike? Would they have done it to another rider? Is it? Do I have a responsibility in that case to, I don't know, not sort of spark that behavior from someone? I know online I've asked questions in groups that have got interesting responses from some people. and sadly, I find myself sort of second guessing now before I ask a question in a motorbike forum or a hiking group or any of the things that I'm interested in, because I think, this question's probably been asked before. Someone's going to jump on here and tell me I'm a fuckwit because I'm asking a question that someone asked a month ago exactly the same way. And then I think, hang on, that really sucks. Like, I shouldn't have to think that way. So I've got a question. So someone's asked it before. So what?
Exactly. I don't think you're asking for anything there. I just think that somebody's decided that they're more entitled, or they're I don't know, they're just being an asshole today. They're going to give you a serve. I don't know how you invite that into your life.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it does my head in. And then I think, okay, so I sit in a position here as co-host with you, Coxie, and also in my work with clients directly, where I feel like I should be able to give some advice around this and how to help people deal with this stuff, other than just suck it up and get on with it, which is a pretty piss poor advice. But I don't know that there's much we can do other than, like you say, you know, delete, block and walk away.
Or call it out in a non-combative way. I think, you know, most certainly if you can find a way, depending on the situation, to call it out without inviting more, I think that's important.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm pretty sure the person wouldn't be listening to this podcast, and if they do and they figure it out, whatever. But my wife had a situation like this recently. So I posted something in a group that, you know, we have a very strong interest and, you know, part of a community. I posted something in that group. Someone within the group criticized what I posted. Mm. My wife commented, and partly in my defense, but partly to try and help that person just take a different perspective and suggest that, you know, maybe they could look at it this way. And it was very respectful and wasn't combative or anything. And that person fired up in return and said they thought it was highly inappropriate that my wife had even commented on that at all. And you know, my wife went back with, well, you did actually raise the topic in a public forum, so you kind of...
Well said.
You know, like, we're all commenting in a public space here. And, yeah, that person went and deleted the whole thing.
Wow.
So, and I didn't actually know this was going on until I got home that day. It was like,
wow.
Hey, what's going on with these comments? Honey, have you been doing, honey?
Oh.
So, yeah, and I was blown away. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Just so much bitterness and anger, and I think maybe people just aren't learning how to deal with their own shit very well anymore.
And I'm not sure that we all deal with each other very well.
Hmm. Well, you've only got to look at the state of human relationships and, you know, parents and kids and husbands and wives and, well, partners, you know, spouses, same sex, whatever.
Mm.
There's a whole lot of discontent or...
Definitely.
But, yeah, don't have any answers. If you do, please share them with us.
Yes, please.
We'll patent it with you. I'll give you a cut of all of the fees we get from helping people solve this problem. But yeah, trolls. Have you had it happen? Have you trolled somebody? Please tell me you haven't. But if you have, go and post about it publicly.
And tell, yeah, please do. Come and tell us. And if you can remember the song that we used to use when we were playing the Troll Over the Bridge thing, I really want someone to tell me what that was.
Mm. No, I don't remember that.
There was a sing-song thing that went with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it our theme song for the next podcast episode.
Got to find it first.
Anyway, tell us about your troll experience.
Please.
Send us a photo of the thread. That'd be hilarious. We could start a compilation.
That would be very interesting.
Black out the names because we're not
think
into
you've been trolled?
Shaming.
Check this out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not a knife. This is a troll. Anyway, thanks for listening to another Fuck It Friday. Have a fabulous weekend. And as always, make sure you're in the group, Tradies in Business, on Facebook. It's a closed group. No trolls. Troll free.
Troll free zone.
Yep. We have a big troll gun and we'll shoot the trolls.
We do.
So
happily.
Make sure you join the group. And look, any questions you've got that you'd like us to answer on the show, whether it's a Fuck It Friday episode or one of our foundation episodes where we talk a little more seriously and with a little less potty mouth, please send us your questions. We'd love to hear
them. We would.
Talk to you next time.
Have a good Friday.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.